The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Diaspora Committee of New York will be focusing on building institutional capacity within the organization. Chairperson of the committee, Cheryl Ann Mason, says they are looking at ways of pooling their resources so they can make a greater impact in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Some of the other things that I think we really want to focus on would be how do our, as a diaspora, not just the diaspora committee, because I think one of the roles of the diaspora committee has attempted to play is a facilitation kind of role, whether that is bringing people together to discuss issues or trying to see how we can build institutional capacity. So one of the things that we have really thought about, and we're trying to see how we can work along with other entities, is to see how we can start looking at sustainable models of funding. So over the past, you know, we have had things like barbecues, and we've had boat rides and so on. It takes a lot to have a barbecue, you know, or to do a tea party or something like that. It takes a lot of legwork that oftentimes we don't calculate the cost of labor to do those things. But if we did, we probably will bust on all of the activities that we do. But they are great for socializing and bringing the community together. What we want to do is to see how now can we have a greater impact.
Mason says major focus will be placed on the issue of grant writing.
So some of our organizations are, you know, registered nonprofits in the U.S. Context. They're 501c3 nonprofit organizations. Others aren't. But we want to see how can we begin to build the capacity up amongst our organizations so that we can go after grant dollars. So some of that work really requires a lot of upfront work, making sure that we clarify our goals in terms of what it is we want to achieve. How do we document all the things that we have done so that we can show that there is impact for these organizations and so on, but that the work that we want to do is really meaningful and can have reach and can have scope with greater funding. So that's one of the areas that we want to look at. How can we bring all of our organizations together to potentially do some work around grant writing and grant making?
And according to Mason, the Diaspora Committee will continue to come up with recommendations that can serve as a roadmap for the development of a strong diaspora community.
What we're seeing in terms of what is happening in the discussions in the U.S. here around, you know, migrant communities, we definitely need to see how we can become stronger, how we can work together, how we can create synergies in terms of the work that we do, so that as we become stronger as a unit here, we can also have greater impact in St. Vincent. I think to be able now to do that, we have to make sure that we are a stronger collective here, that we are taking care of our own people here, so that people feel safe, that people feel supported to be able to contribute as a community that cares, so that we can then solidify our base here and then, you know, be in a better position to help in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Because I think that is really critically important at this time. There's so much uncertainty, you know, so how do we really think through ways that we can make this community stay together? And so some of that is going to take great thought, but definitely us working together in unity to make sure that the community remains a viable, strong community.
Chairperson of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Diaspora Committee of New York, Cheryl Ann Mason. I'm Gilon Brown with today's special report.